This is Akashwani, news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India should present a unique AI model to the world reflecting the spirit of Made in India and Made for the World. He emphasized on developing Indian AI models that are ethical, unbiased, transparent and based on data privacy principles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the roundtable with Indian AI startups in New Delhi ahead of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 to be held in the country next month. 12 Indian AI startups which have qualified for the AI for All Global Impact Challenge attended the roundtable. During the meeting, they presented their ideas and work. These startups are working in a diverse set of areas, including Indian language foundation models, 3D content using generative AI for e-commerce, marketing and personalized content creation, engineering simulations, healthcare diagnostics and medical research, among others. During the meeting, Prime Minister highlighted the importance of artificial intelligence in bringing about transformation in society. He said that India will host the India AI Impact Summit next month, through which the country will play a major role in the technology sector. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh today said that a hybrid model combining artificial intelligence with human intelligence will be critical to building a future-ready, responsive and effective public administration. Addressing a workshop on AI for capacity building, transforming governance in New Delhi, the minister underlined that artificial intelligence should be seen as a powerful means, not an end in itself, and must always be guided by human judgment and responsibility.
AI integration kiya gaya hai.
AI integration has been implemented under AI-driven capacity building through the iGOT platform. AI Sarthi act as a gateway to the iGOT learning ecosystem. The platform also includes an AI tutor that provides personalized learning along with an AI-based capacity building plan that will be useful for various government departments and ministries.
Jo vibhagon ke liye, mantralayon ke liye kaam aayega.
Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch a cashless medical treatment scheme for victims of road accidents soon. Mr. Gadkari said this while addressing a press conference after chairing the 43rd meeting of the transport ministers of all states and union territories and the Transport Development Council in New Delhi. The minister said that under the scheme, road accident victims will be entitled to cashless treatment of up to 1,50,000 rupees for a minimum of 7 days. Mr. Gadkari said that in case of accidents on any road, the Good Samaritan helping the victim to reach the hospital will be awarded 25,000 rupees. He said that such Good Samaritans will be termed as Rahveers under the scheme. The Enforcement Directorate ED today conducted search operations at 10 locations in West Bengal and Delhi under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act PMLA in connection with coal smuggling syndicate. This includes 6 locations in West Bengal and 4 in Delhi. The ED said its investigation revealed that a coal smuggling syndicate led by Anup Majhi was involved in illegal coal theft and excavation from Eastern Coalfields Limited leasehold areas in West Bengal. The agency said the illegally mined coal was sold to factories and plants in Bankura, Bardhaman, Purulia and other districts of the state. The ED has stressed that the search operation conducted at the offices of one PAC in West Bengal was evidence-based and not targeted at any political establishment. Responding to West Bengal Chief Minister and TMC leader Mamata Banerjee's allegations that attempts were being made to seize important documents, including the party's candidate list, the ED said no party office was searched and that the operation was not linked to any election. It said the searches were part of a regular crackdown on money laundering and were conducted strictly in accordance with the legal procedures. Australia clinched Ashes series by winning the 5th test at Sydney Cricket Ground. The bowling, batting and fielding performances feature highly on the all-time list for Aussies in the Ashes, underscoring Australia's dominance in the 4-1 series win. And that is the end of this news bulletin.